Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Barbara Rembiza is here. Barbara is a new friend. She's the president and CEO of the organization that helps you decide what to do, helps you understand how to dispose of your equipment, the International Association of Information Technology Asset Managers, an organization she founded, and after spending many years in, right out of elementary school, going right into the financial and the consulting sectors, and she's our new friend, Barbara Rembiza. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Congratulations on the great success with your organization, IAITAM. So when they answer your phone, do you say, hello, ATAM, or do you spell it all out? How do you answer your phone?
We just say ITAM.
Okay, good. That's what I'm looking for, ITAM. I like that. Yeah. So
yeah, just nice and simple. We try to keep things simple.
There you go. So, Barbara, this is something I've joked about in the past on the show, about how over the last 30 years, every small business has a room in the back that I call the graveyard, the technology graveyard. There might still be an old CTR, a cathode ray tube, a monitor back there. There are probably a bunch of flat screens that don't work anymore. There's who knows how many printers, how many cables, how many modems, probably a fax machine or two back in there, you know, all stacked up because nobody knows what to do with it. But worst of all, there's probably a hard drive back there in an old computer, or maybe you've heard of shoulder pad buildup. The ladies used to have shoulder pad buildup, you know, with their blouse and their coat and everything. I've had laptop buildup where they were just stacked on top of each other. People don't know what to do with these things,
absolutely.
Do they? They don't know what to do with them,
and they don't know how to
dispose of them, do they?
No, they don't. And people look at the laptops or the desktops or any of the other hardware that's there, and they think it's about disposing the hardware, but it's really not. It's about what the hardware contains,
and it's
a lot more than the laptop or even the desktop. You know, your copiers contain information as well because they also have a hard drive.
Mm-hmm. Well, why should we care
about? Let's talk about the
physical part of it. For one thing, it's taking up space, and small businesses don't need to be, you know, we need to be using our space, and we might get the idea that we've run out of space. The truth is we just need to clean house, and so there are people out there you can call who will come get your stuff, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. There are companies out there that will come in and help, and they're certified to erase any data on there.
We just need them to load up the stuff, right? I mean, that's the first thing. Most of us, our first thought is, how do I get rid of this stuff? And then we'll talk about what we do with the hard drives. But first, those people will come in and take it from you. Will some of them pay you? Do they look around and say, okay, that's worth something, now that's not worth something? Do they do that, or do they just say, I'll take it if you'll let me have it?
Well, it depends on what you have. If you have newer equipment, then there could be a resale value.
Right.
The first thing you need to do is understand what you have in your environment before somebody just comes and starts loading up things.
Right.
So you need to have an accurate inventory of what you have. If you don't know what's going on that truck, you're going to be having issues with missing hard drives, missing information. missing business files.
Do you recommend when we let them have a computer that we take the hard drive out and hold on to the hard drive? I'm such a pack rat, Barbara, that I want all my hard drives in case I ever want to go back and get something that I might not have gotten transferred or something. I still have lost files over the years that didn't get transferred, and I don't need them anymore, but I'm such a pack rat. I want those. I want to have them. Would you hang on to the hard drives?
I would not. I would make
sure.
So
you're not a pack rat.
You
then.
Need off of. No. The internet's been around for 30 years.
Yeah.
Before that, we were forced to get rid of the paper after a while because otherwise we would have a paper castle.
Right.
These hard drives hold so much information, and you need to make sure that you have the critical data off of them that you need. But your notes from a meeting from 1983, you really don't need anymore.
Well, that's exactly right. So we call somebody up, and they come in and they take the stuff away, and what you're concerned about is that there's information on the hard drive, maybe your own financial information. Maybe tax information, maybe just personal information that somebody who and the person taking it away could be innocent, but wherever that winds up, that could wind up in nefarious hands, right?
If you use a qualified and certified disposal company, then you can rest assured if you do your due diligence that it's not going to end up in somebody else's hands.
Right.
If you just throw it in a dumpster, then you have that risk.
Right. Even the hard drive.
A lot of communities.
Even if the computer doesn't work anymore, there are people who can pull a hard drive out and make it live again, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's all kinds of ways to get information off a hard
right.
drive.
And just reform. What if we reformatted it? That's always been most of our concerns, that we'd accidentally format the hard drive instead of deleting a file or something. What if we reformatted ourselves? Does that get rid of everything?
No, it does not.
That's the tricky part right there, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still
now
stuff
for
on there. People
business,
can go get, aren't they? Isn't there?
There is. There's ways that you have to do it. There's specialty ways that you have to do it to make sure that it's completely erased, and there's DOD standards.
And certified people to do it, and that's what we'll talk about after the break. I need a website.
Absolutely.
Barbara, what's your website, please?
www.iaitam.org.
All right, so check it out, folks. We'll be right back after this break. I'm Jim Blassie again. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.